All right. We're about to have an experience, and I'm about to introduce a very special guest host. But first, I have to do a little bit of housekeeping, all right?
By the power vested in me, I hereby declare this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Please, chant it with me. Friendly Town!
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
Ah, Friendly Town. Once a week, we all get together here at the Pilot Light to discuss just what our fair village needs. We here at Friendly Town, I'm your mayor, Tyler, by the way. I want to, really quick before we get this ball rolling, I want to have you all give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd. And your local public access, temporary, you know, just until things pick up, your local public access directing mayor, John. Give it up for John. So this week, we decided it's been a long time coming, but we need a public access station, and we need public access material. Did you guys grow up watching public access?
Yeah.
We sure did. Yeah, we did. It was integral to our development as people with literally nothing else to watch and just landing on local public access stations. We in Friendly Town decided it was time to put aside all of that. It's time for us to bottle our resources, come together, and create a new network, which we call Friendly Town Access Public Television, or for short, FAPTV.
FAPTV.
That's correct, sir. FAPTV, in order to inaugurate FAPTV, we have invited a special guest to come all the way from Pittsburgh, where he is the number one star in the 3 to 4 a.m. hour on Pittsburgh Public Access, and he is here for you tonight. We cannot believe that we are in the presence of such public access talent. Everyone, please, put your hands together and make some noise for your special guest host, Jägermeister Tempelhoff! Welcome.
Is this the talk box?
Yes. Yeah, you can talk into
it. Oh, hello. This is me. It's like Jägermeister Tempelhoff.
Jäger, can I call you Jäger for short?
Is that my name? I think that's okay.
Okay. Jäger here is, as we've discussed, you have a show called...
It's called, like, Do You Like This or Don't You?
Are you sure that's the title of your own show?
I think so. Or maybe it's called... Who knows?
We checked it. His show is called Yeah, You Like This.
Right? It's called Give Me Desserts Right Now. It's called I'm So Hungry.
I'm pretty sure it's yeah. I mean, if the samples that you've sent us have
oh, those Friedrich sent those.
Oh, it's Friedrich. Oh, yeah, your producer Friedrich.
Yeah, it's Friedrich's not here though.
Oh yeah, no, sorry, he couldn't make the trip.
He didn't want to come down to Knockwest. But I love it so far so much.
Good. Would you like to introduce the first clip we're about to see?
Oh, just like a rainbow, right? So.
Jäger, it's your clip, the first one that you sent, that Friedrich sent us.
Oh, that's the Friedrich one. Hello, welcome to Friedrich.
Oh. Oh, hello. There's another one. Yeah, you like this, I think. Hello, do you like movies? Would you like to try a movie review? This is a movie I just watched. It's called Arrival, or sometimes known as When They Come. My favorite part was when she looked up into the sky and she said, oh, there they are. 12 stars.
How many stars, Jäger? Yeah,
12 stars, Friedrich. That's what I just said, 12. I know that you can hear me because you have the things on your ears.
Headphones?
Yeah, whatever. The extra ears. You have like the double ears on. Friedrich doesn't know how to count to 12. Sorry, everyone.
That was pretty cool. And the show is definitely called Yeah, You Like This. That's what it said on the screen.
I didn't like it so much, so.
I mean, that is... Okay, you know what? Fuck it.
How did I get upset? It's like... But I'm sorry, I was right here. I'm trying to stand still like he was.
Introduce the next one.
Oh, so it's like, so it's another one. Oh, do you like that or do you like this? Do you like, yeah, you like that?
My bottom half.
Hello, attention all Friedrichs. Don't touch my bottom half. You're being such a bad boy.
Hello. S.E.A. must have off. And this like all green behind me. Is this another one of Yeah, You Like This, Friedrich?
Yeah, it's actually not green. Like, it's green to you now, but when they watch it, it's not. It's that bad.
It's green like the grass outside.
You handed me these earlier. Like,
what did I hand you?
You handed me movies.
What are they?
Movies. You just gave me these movies.
Friedrich, I reviewed a movie before.
You used that one movie. There's more than one.
Yeah, it's a movie.
There's more than one movie.
There's more than one movie.
There's
apparently, Friedrich says there's more than one movie. I'll believe it when I see it. Turns out Friedrich was right about movies. There's more than one. Okay, so I've watched many times movies. Oh, this one's called Manhunter. I hope that he doesn't hunt me because I'm so scared. Oh, this one, I didn't watch this one, but I heard it's very good. This one is called The Vanishing. Oh, actually, you know it's Vanishing? My attention span, so boring. This one's called The Last of the Mohicans. Well, like, the first is a Friedrichs, who's told me that there's more than one movie. I had no idea. Friedrich, when I tried to play this one in the machine player, it didn't work. Is this like, is this like a Betamax?
How do you know it's a Betamax and you don't know what the movies are?
Because I went to school in my own head. Oh, whoops. Oh, I meant to hand that to, didn't I just hand that to you? This has been another one of Yeah, You Likes. It's pretty boring. Next time, I'll pick the topics. Oh, I guess that were movies?
Oh, that's over. There's supposed to be more on the picture screen. Do we show more? Excuse me, Mr. Supersonic.
Yeah, can I help you?
Do we show more of these?
Yes, I think so.
But these are like words on here. Are they coming out of here? Do I just show them like this?
You read the title and we play them.
That's like such a good idea. I would never have thought of that. The next one is, this is called like Life of Alyssa. Because her name's Alyssa. It's like Alyssa Miller. That's the Life of Melissa. Oh, no, okay, now I go.
Other mic, okay.
Other mic?
It doesn't matter.
Whoops. I found this one.
Hit it. Have you ever wanted to be me? Have you ever wanted to see life through my eyes, as well as portrait orientation? Well, now you can. Hey.
Thank you.
This was not supposed to be on there. This is not supposed to make it on this. I gotta go.
Is that my apartment?
No, it's not. I gotta go.
Oh, there's so many butts. Hello, do you like this?
Yes.
But I thought it was very sad once the egg baby died. Now we'll do another. Now we'll do another one on the big screen. Uh-oh. Looks. Oh no. Is this Jeff Danger? Are we in danger? He's. Yeah. It's called Hanging with Mr. and then like a bunch of scribbles.
I am the hit star of Hanging with Mr. Mothman. Enjoy.
I kind of need in there, man. You've been in there for an hour. I've got work I got to get to soon. That darn Mr. Mothman. He's a mess. Syrup again. That darn Mothman, he's a mess. So, Mr. Mothman, I got a phone call earlier today, and they said that the mail carrier won't be giving us any mail anymore. What's the deal with that? Mothman, it's our landlord. You better hide. Ah, Mr. Wordstrong.
Got a bone to pick with you, Peterson.
What about, sir?
I get a call. 2:30 a.m. from the farm down the road saying that all of their cows have been mutilated on the point of recognition. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
No, 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 sir. I wouldn't know a thing. I wouldn't know anything.
What about that Mr. Mothman you're always hanging around?
It's a real mess.
Thank you.
Oh, so he was hanging out with Mr. Mothman. I was so impressed that if I was a moth that big, I'd eat every light bulb in sight. There's another one coming up. It's Jax Porter. It's called Inspirational Conversation. and she found it all on the footage.
And now, still got a final guest who's been on the show many times, and I know you're as happy as I am, and he's back with us. Legendary Mr. Bill Anderson.
God bless you, Ralph. Good to see you again. It's been too long. I've been taping a whole series of Fandangos this week, and tell you, I'm glad you had me on. I had to get away from out there. That Blake Pickett's driving me crazy. She's been leaving the dressing room door open, sitting there in the brown panties, and she's got my blood pressure shoot through the roof there. I tell you
what. Lovely young lady, Miss Pickett.
Goodness, tell you what, that's rough on me. Here you hope this bus 39 mess is over with. That seems to be the order of the day.
Oh, I believe we got all taken care of, and not to worry about the old bus 39. Everything's settled now, and we can just enjoy a fine interview with the legendary Mr. Bill Anderson.
Thank you, Ralph. God bless you. Appreciate those kind words. You know, like I said, been doing a whole series of those Fandangos. And
nobody would rather have on here than fine, legendary Mr. Bill Anderson. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing there.
Goodness, besides taping those Fandangos,
You've been doing some Fandangos.
A whole series of them, as a matter of fact, this week. And what in the hell is this? What in the holy H-E-double hockey sticks are you doing running credits over me? I'm Bill Anderson.
We ran a little short with that elf.
Damn you to hell, Emery. I come down here in the spirit of goodwill and fellowship, and what happens? You and your asinine staff, if it's not bus reports, it's chalk off. If it's not them, it's these damn credits. How dare you insult a man of my stature? And I'm the legendary Whispering Bill Anderson, WBA.
One of our favorite guests.
Damn right, I tell you what, I come down here and I'm insulted. These damn, hell, they're gone now, thank God.
Well, there's one more to find out.
Thank you, God. Whatever that mess is. Get that mess, Emery. Damn you to hell.
Oh, both those guys are so much better at talking than Friedrich. There's one more video, or eight. The next is called Todd Lewis. It's called Wrestling Extravaganza. Oh, and that's tonight.
Extravaganza.
Tonight.
We are your hosts. I am Dr. Hammer, the Brain Jackmeyer.
And I am the man with the most luscious lips, the side of the Rio Grande.
I am
luscious, Luke.
Yeah, luscious.
That's for you, ladies.
Those luscious.
Yes, we got a fantastic show for you tonight.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the people who's on the show tonight?
We have
the man
that you have claimed for. You've clamored for him. He's going to get his belt back tonight. Well, Sunday. He's going to talk about tonight. Sunday. At the Jiffy Lube.
Out west side of town.
The good one.
All the hoses, you know that one.
Yeah. He's going to reclaim his belt.
Oh, yeah.
He's the man who's going to fight Lollipop Larry.
Ooh.
For the belt.
Let's give a friendly town wrestling radio call-in extravaganza tonight. Welcome to
Stu Stunley!
Stu!
Oh, hey!
I'm just gonna sit in.
Oh, Stunley! You can bet this same chair is gonna be broken over the back! Lollipop Larry! That's right! I'm getting my belt back, baby! Technically, I never lost it, alright? It's still technically mine, but I did misplace it in the parking lot of the Kmart where I won it last night. But this time, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna take Lollipop Larry, and I'm gonna make him get on his hands and knees like a dog! And I'm gonna walk him around the Kmart parking lot for a God. detail about what he's going to do to Lollipop Larry.
Give us a call. It's the number's right here. Just
think right around that area. Yeah, just call it anytime.
Anytime. So you, how you guys doing? All right.
Doing pretty good.
Doing great. Craig, is there
out
the thing all the time?
No, the docket's completely empty, you guys.
Are you sure you checked the right docket?
Both boards are empty.
Is the handle of the receiver?
I can flex harder if that would.
Flex! Flex for the audience! Let's do a stuffy fan on their friendly comments.
Give us a call. That's what we want. A call. Hey, Luscious.
Dr. Hammer?
Did you put the ad in the Friendly Town Shopper?
I thought that was you.
No, it was you. I told you. I gave you $50 to give to the old lady in the Friendly Town Shopper office.
I may have bought more shades for us.
Oh, come on.
I can't help it. They look good on us. All the wrestlers need
no
shades.
No offense, guys, but this is really...
We're going to get... Anytime.
We're going to get a caller.
Anytime.
Hey, I call her. You guys, I have to go take care of something.
What?
I just have to go off, I have to go off camera for like 5 minutes.
It's okay.
My daughter's sick. She's got the flu.
All right. Well, family's important. Not as important as wrestling. But second most important. Kids are tough.
We're live, bro.
We are absolutely live to call in right now.
Yeah.
We usually get a lot more. I think we have a car. I think we got Oh, caller. Caller number one. Hello.
Thank you.
I'll stay away from those guys forever. They're such bad boys. We're going to show another thing. It's called the Josh Lampley. Oh, no, that's who made it. It's called the Holy Trilogy Trimfast.
Peace and blessings, everybody. And welcome to Holy Trilogy Trimfast. I'm Peter, and I'm going to be your shepherd for today's workout. As always, we would like to thank our sponsor, St. Stuart's Parish in Yankton, South Dakota. What a wonderful group of Catholics. They allow us to be here, so let's pray for them together after this workout. Now, let's begin by stretching those hamstrings. You really want to feel the Holy Spirit burning deep in those hammies. Jesus gave you those legs, and he wants you to take good care of them. Okay. Now that we're loose, we're going to move on to the sit and stand. Now you're going to want a chair for this one. Any old household chair will do. While we're working out, I would like to thank Father Sam from St. Stuart's Parish. He supported these videos in last week's meeting when nobody else did. Thanks, Father Sam. Yeah. Now we're gonna do the knee. It's a complex move, but it works your knees, toughens them up. Now it might hurt some, but imagine what Jesus went through on the cross. Offer it up. But back to Father Sam, who really understands the importance of fitness in the diocese. Wait, what? He endorsed what? It seems that Father Sam has publicly endorsed the movie Spotlight. And the good folk at Yankton are asking him. They are asking him to resign. And they will no longer be funding the Holy Trilogy Trimfest. Well, we don't need music. If Church of Christ can do it, so can we. Let's go ahead and work out these arms. Time to finish with some shoulders. Just roll the hands a little. Just like during the Our Father prayer, reach out and grab those imaginary neighbor's hands. Now that's all the time we have for today on the Holy Trilogy Trim Fast, but God bless you all and stay trim. Pray for Father Sam and don't watch Spotlight.
I've already lost 2 whole kilograms. I guess there's like another one next. Oh, this guy's, he's named John Hurst. Do you know him? He made a video. I think he called it Die Better Falls. Those are like weird words.
Die Better Four! From the heart of an unknown dimension comes the greatest weapon ever known. Piloted by the young man Jake, they strike terror in the hearts of the Jupiterians and predict all the good planets of the universe. With his tape and his axe form, nothing can stop them in their mission. Not even the cool-looking red robot you're about to see here. I mean, just look at that guy. He's all buff and stuff, and he has a ball and chain and sickle thing. He's gonna strike at Die Better Four? No! He's gonna attack back with an axe that turns into a trident! He's gonna strike evil in the heart of evil! His name is Die Better Four!
When we last left Die Better 4, our hero, Jake, was returning victorious from his last mission in the Third Jupiter War. A celebration party is planned for him on his home planet of Trigerion 7.
After all these years, I have finally returned back to my home planet. My Trigerion 7! It'll be good to get back after all that war fighting.
Alright, pilot, let's give Die Better 4 a good old Trigerion homecoming!
Friendly unit approaching.
And there's the Trigerion fleet right on time!
I guess I better go ahead and deactivate. Die Beta 4, deactivate cruise mode! Huh. Deactivate cruise mode! Cruise mode off! What is going on? I've only flown the ship for 5 years. Oh no.
This is the best homecoming. This is the best thing.
I better warn them before they get even closer to us. Die Beta 4, activate distress beacon.
Error. Communications have been deactivated while cruising through space. Remember, don't talk and fly.
Jeez, really? I should have bought a Mazinger.
He's not responding. Yes, that means we need to sing louder. All right, men, what's more with feeling?
Pressing the octagon now.
Activating crisis mode.
What?
Attacking here is populated.
No.
Tigerion 7.
Why would you even have that as a switch?
Attacking.
What?
Attacking.
Hey everyone, this is your savior. I'm really sorry for the wall-time destruction, but please avoid it. Oh no, that didn't go as planned. I did not mean to break the dam, but maybe you kind of. You guys didn't survive. Maybe I'll come back and pick you up when I'm out of the boat. Watch it! Okay, I was going down. No, we're not blocking you. We're not the President Dragon's chamber, no! It's the President Dragon, sir, I'm a huge fan, I'm really sorry! Oh, no, jeez! The upper gravity of the spell! Okay, we're outside the base. We're clear, we're free clear, maybe everything will be okay. We just have to rebuild, and we gotta. That's gonna. I think I'm a war criminal now. That's bad. Okay, it's fine. Build the government, and we'll just start anew. Start anew on Tigerion 7, and it's all gone. Everything that I've ever known is all gone. All due to this damn infernal machine. Why? Oh, wait. What's this switch over here do?
Emergency found. Deactivating cruise mode. Repairing ship.
Oh, silly me. The parking brake was on the whole time. Oh, well. Looks like another job well done for Die Beta 4.
Oh, that guy's life is a train wreck. There's another one. Oh, it's the Jax Porter. She go double dip. That's Rogue Williams and wrestling.
Oh, here we are back at the National Guard Army Monday night. We got one of those Nashvillians. We're going to get a candid view of his wrestling, his opinions on the action this evening. Sir, your name?
Royce Williams.
Royce Williams, what do you do here in town?
I'm janitor down at Metro Courthouse.
And, tonight, a lot of wrestling action. The Holy Roller and Rick the Kid. Oh, whoa, what a grudge.
That's rough. They're slinging blood and everything all on me. I think one of them blew his nose on me.
Oh, my goodness. He must have been sitting right up by the ring.
Ooh, I'll get me a ringside seat. I've had this one for a while. I know this all coming. Woo, it's rough out there. Almost rough as working old Bobo down there at the courthouse. He's my head.
Yeah, you work at the courthouse. Make that money so you can come out and spend it on some fine wrestling action.
That's right. Me and Bobo usually come out to these matches. I couldn't bring him tonight. He's crazy.
Came alone.
Came on. That Bobo's crazy. Let me tell you about that. Wasp won't sting him. Them skeeters won't bite him neither. That boy's crazy. He'll eat anything. I seen him the other day down there. He drunk two of them hot liters of coke, killed him. They was hot, too.
The King Cobra and the Leper. Let's get back
let
to that
wrestling.
Let me tell
you something, my boy. That boy the other day, he eat a whole block of Velveeta cheese. That stopped him up, too. Woo.
That's great.
Gibbs will get him down there and start getting him going. He had him eat a loaf of bread. I think it's a loaf of Colonial just sat there and ate the whole loaf of bread and didn't drink no water neither. Didn't drink. I bet if he had a drink of water that set up in him for a couple of days, he wouldn't have been regular. You know something? That Benny Gibbs, he's always messing with him. Benny Gibbs, chief of police down there. He come down there the other day with a quart of walnut ice cream, homemade ice cream, and he said, Bobo, I bet you can't eat this. And that Bobo sat down there in the middle of the courthouse floor and started eating that with a spoon, and he eat every bit of it. Eat every bit. And then he vomited. Went in the bathroom and vomited. And I had to clean it up. Whew, that's rough. It wasn't
so bad. Is that all the ice cream story?
It wasn't so bad.
That was a fascinating ice cream story. How about wrestling?
Till it started striking on my mouth there. Whew, I thought I was going to puke. You, it's rough.
Well, that is a rough story, much like the rough wrestling action.
It's rough down there. It's been a courthouse.
It's been great talking.
Got to keep on your toes down there. It's bad. It's pretty embarrassing when Mayor Fulton sticks his head out of the
window. Any more wrestling?
I need some paper, Royce.
Any more wrestling?
I tell you what, I don't know who's listening.
Royce.
That Bobo, he's crazy.
Thank you, Royce.
Like a Velveeta cheese.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. There's one of those interviews I was promising you. Oh, we lost a light, but we're okay.
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen. Please, someone, hold me while I try to sleep tonight. This continues the picture show, shall we? The next person's name is Boston, even though he's from Knockwest. He's named Boston McCown. And it says, No.
Hello, children. Welcome back to Uncle Boston's Storytime. Today, I have a real treat for you. That's right, one of my favorite books as a child. It was a book that was given to me by my grandmother, who was someone who taught me a lot about the world and the people in it. And she was a very interesting, quirky individual. Eccentric, you might even say. Perhaps where I get a lot of who I am from. This is a book that she got me when I was a child, and I'm going to read to you one of my favorite stories from the book. Now, the book, you might be wondering, well, in fact, it is Uncle Remus's Stories. You can see we've had it for quite a while. I had to duct tape the spine to keep it together. But yes, Walt Disney's Uncle Remus's Stories, some of the most family-friendly stories I've ever seen in my entire life. Seriously, this book was a huge influence on me as a person. Growing up. So I definitely want to read to you one of my favorite stories from this book. That's right. It's one of the first ones in here. Yes. The Tar Baby. Children, after reviewing the tape and reviewing what was said on the tape and conferring with my legal team, We decided that we're going to go a different direction with this episode. We're not going to air me saying certain words over and over again that I did not realize at all. I didn't know. I really was not aware of how. Whew. I want to apologize to anyone that I may have offended by I want to apologize to anyone that I may have offended. See, I'm a good person, you know. I'm a good person. I've got a cat.
The cat. The cat. I'm a good person. I'm not. I just didn't realize how loaded the language of the day it is still, and so we're going to not air this story this week. So we hope that you can find one of our other episodes to watch, and we're probably just going to air some reruns for the rest of this time frame. So we thank you very much for staying supportive of the show. Please donate to our Patreon at uncleboston.com and some other. Thank you. We're just gonna. I had no idea. I really, really had no idea. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Did you notice the mid-century modern design aesthetic of his living space? So nice.
Greetings, Patriots. You're tuned into the Patriot.
It says it was right there.
Report, this is going to be my last broadcast for a while, and if you're wondering, this is a remote broadcast, so I have to apologize. I'm broadcasting in the non-standard portrait format because it helps obscure the scrambling technologies implanted by the government, so they can't tell where my feet's broadcasting from. So right now, I am currently en route and will be out of commission and contact for a while because I'm having to go off the grid. You see, the people, they found out the government, that is, the globalists, the capitalists, the monsters controlling the system, have figured out where I am and what I'm about. They've tapped in, they've already poisoned my nutraceutical supply, and they're trying to disrupt my entire business model. They pulled my feet out from under me, they tried to take my kids away from me, and they're doing everything they can, so I gotta go off the grid so I can regroup, so I can rethink, so I can stop this takeover, so I can stop the madness. So right now, also, if you're wondering, the glasses, this is not a fashion statement, I'm wearing them to obscure facial recognition technologies throughout the airport, because they check your face, they know where you're going, they can find you anywhere they want to, unless you're in portrait mode with some kind of facial obfuscation technology. So right now, here's where we're going. Before I tune out forever, I want you all to know what you're dealing with and what the future's going to look like if these people win. Because right now, I'm in the belly of the beast. I'm in the place that they want to turn the whole world into. They want to make the world one giant airport under control, monopoly, globalism, fascism, communism. How do you think they expand this economy that's a global network of planes landing back left and right? They all go to the same place, and when they land, you're trapped. You can't go anywhere but their network. They take you everywhere they want you to go. And so they take you places like here, where they charge you. So over here, look over here. You got a convenience shop where they'll charge you $65 for a cell phone charger because they know they got you because they can't do, because you eliminated choice, you've eliminated the free market. And all you have is this terrible, disgusting, gross, grotesque, imbecile institution where everything's controlled by the same people, by the same interests. It's all just one giant network of consumption, because that's all they want you to do. They just want you to be a consumptive pig. That's your only job, is to consume at your own expense for their benefit. And right now, they're training people into this habit through airports. They eliminated all the other means of transportation. The only way you can get anywhere safely is via a plane. So what they do is every time you have to interact with the system, every time you have to interface with their technology, they train you into their modes of consumption, all right? What they do is they put you in a box where you can't escape, and they take away all material comfort until they've starved you, until they made you desperate, and then they put it in front of you, but for four times the value. And what that is, see, is them cooking you, okay? You're being fucking cooked, and that's why we gotta fight back, because if we let the globalists win, then everywhere we go, it's just gonna be one giant Hudson convenience store. Just a giant place, a giant piece of shit, where they charge you $60 for a cell phone charger because you forgot yours in your bag. But it doesn't matter, because you're going off the grid anyway. You just need enough charge to get one more broadcast out. Let the people know what's coming, how can they set themselves free, how they can fight against the tyranny of the globalists. So that's what we're doing right now. That's what we're doing right now. That's where we're going. So we're going to get to where we need to be. But right now, I'm just going to let you know that you need to get out. You need to get safe. You need to get off the grid. You need to tune out. You need to go somewhere you can't be monitored. So get something to cover your face. Get a plane ticket somewhere. But don't consume anything while you're there. All right? You hear me? Don't consume. Don't consume, don't eat, don't drink. Because they've got my nanobots in all the water supply and all the food. And everything you can put on your ears, on your head, on your shoulders, your back. The clothes have nanobots implanted into them. When you wear the clothes can start to control your body. And that's why you gotta be naked. Basically, I'm about to take this shirt off right now because I can already feel them coming inside me. They've already infiltrated me. But if I can just get naked before I get on my plane, I should be okay. I'm ready to fight them. I'm ready to do what it takes to get these fucking lizards off my back. So that's gonna be the end of my broadcasting. Yeah, this is the Patriot, the true Patriot, Patriot Defender 6969 on the Patriot Zone to all the Patriots in the Patriot Report. Saying that I'm going off the grid for a while, so you're gonna have to do without me, but I trained you well. I've trained you well, children. So you're gonna have to, I'm proud of you, and I think you're gonna be okay. And I just want you to know that I'll be watching over you. But until then, Patriot signing out.
I think we can all take a page from his journal. Oh, the next one. Oh, Jack's boy found more footage. How'd you find so much footage?
I'm real good at finding shit.
Oh, you heard it right there. Time to show.
Just so happened to, we have taken that into consideration. Got my little phone here and, we have someone we're going to surprise you guests out there, you viewers out there. We're going to give a little call to a legendary actress of the silver screen, Miss Betty Davis. She's going to be coming to the Nashville, Davidson County area real soon to appear at a benefit for Mr. Roy Acuff, and we're going to try and get her on the show here. So we're going to give her a little call and see if we can make contact with her here on the old Ralph Emery show. I believe I have a number right here. Seven. Should be ringing any second here now. Everything okay? Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Hello?
This is Ralph, the Ralph Emery Show. Is this Betty Davis?
Yes, it is me.
You're coming to, I believe we have it, there's a picture of Betty Davis is coming to the Nashville, Davidson County area for a Roy Acuff benefit, Miss Davis?
How are you?
The Ralph Emery, host of the morning show here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, give me a drink. Give me a drink. I need a drink.
You're at your home out in Malibu, California, I believe.
Mail me a drink.
I don't believe we're going to be able to do that. You're coming out here to do a... Roy,
banjo player, and I'm going to have a hell of a time down there, and I hope I have a Tennessee moonshine, because I need a drink, and I'll be on stage doing some of my favorite lines from my favorite movies. Beater, 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 what a dump. I need a drink. Mail me a drink, Alf. I got to have a drink.
I don't believe we can do that, but... Anything else you can tell us about your illustrious career in the movies? Well, that was Miss Betty Davis.
I want to live a deal in my scotch.
Okay, Betty. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be welcoming you to Nashville here real soon.
Hi, Jaeger. Hi. Remember me from earlier? I'm Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Supersonic.
Yeah, that's me. So I was hoping that Jax wouldn't go to the bathroom exactly at this moment, but I think she just stole her future father-in-law's cable access show from 1988.
That's the story I heard.
That's the story I heard as well.
I don't think that lady was actually talking.
But we'll ask Jax to corroborate her story after the show. I just wanted to let you guys know. Here she is. So is that your show, or is that someone in your family's show, maybe?
That was my father-in-law.
Do you care to explain yourself into the microphone?
Yeah, so people can actually hear me. Yeah. So that's some found footage of my father-in-law. He was the bald one. Apparently his comedy partner tried to scrub the internet of everything, and we know how to use Google. So we found a few of those for your pleasure. Vintage public access.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah, give it up for that. That's we literally are the like 20 of us or however many. Oh, sorry, we're recording this for Friendly Town Radio on the internet. So the 1,300 of us in here, we're the only ones to see that in almost 30 years. So we should feel special. Hey, Jaeger, we have one more video left. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it appears that is correct. Oh, it's by Matthew Shadow.
Yeah, Matthew Shadorn, who used to host a show here called QED Comedy Lab, and now he lives in Oxford. He actually sent us this next program from England, where he is currently living. So this is the first time in the history of Friendly Town the show has gone international. Well, including, of course, your guest host. Give it up for Mr. Jägermeister Tempelhof, everyone.
Oh, thanks so much. Does anyone have any strudels for me?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to... QED Comedy Lab, here exclusively on the UK only public access channel, BBC 11. I think the theme song is coming along pretty well around the old melodica. I'm your host this week and every week. I'm the host. My name is Master Dorn. I'm here as I have been for recently with my my co-host, Monkey Shane. It's Shane. He's in monkey form, and then my cat, the Thing, who is very afraid of the melodica. Come here. Come on out. No, come out. Come on out. Come here. No. No, come here. No, come over here. Okay. Wait, come over here. Nope. He's over here. All right, well, he's over here. There he is. There's the Thing. He's having a good time. Loves to be on the show. Welcome. Welcome back. Last week, had a great show. We coughed up something green, but I think I'm on the mend from that chest infection. They gave me a lot of codeine, and that's been not hurting. But tonight we got a great show for you this evening. You tune in for a great one. This one is called We Chased a Laser Pointer. There's that, and we have a simple assignment tonight. That's our performers. They're gonna chase a laser pointer. I think that'll be something to watch. So let's start out with the Thing here. You can you go. You gonna get it? I want
you to go and get it. Away. Here. Oh no, it's over here now. Wow. Never gonna get it up on the wall there. Come on, man. Yeah, it would have been, man, you know who would have killed that is Sean Seminole would have done a great, John, you know Sean Seminole, I'll tell you that right now, he has the big shoes and greasy baseball hats to fill, and that's not, but, speaking of Sean, that brings us to our classic, QED clip corner, the theme for that. Classic clips. This is where, of course, we watch a classic clip from QED's past, and everybody knows that. Nobody would ever not enjoy that. So tonight's classic clip is features of classic favorite Sean Seminole. It is Sean Seminole from Tiger South. Being a sea cucumber, so enjoy that, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey everybody, what's up? I'm a sea cucumber.
The part, that's fun. From Sean. Yeah, it's a shame he's dead. Lost his team. But we remember him. I mean, that's what today's about. Never forget. Sean's coming up next on the what? No, I'm doing my show. I'm doing the show. No, I'm not gonna go to bed. I have to do the show. People want, they come and they expect to see the show. It's not 2 a.m. It's 8. It's 8. In the Eastern time, it's not 2 anywhere. It's just 8. That's when you have to do the show. 8 o'clock in Knoxville. That's what people... No, I'm not going to be quiet. No, I don't care about the neighbors. I have the show. The show is important. That's my work. That's the work I'm looking for. No, you don't... No, you... You...
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Wait.
Hey, guys. We kind of have to kind of keep it down. We're going to be... short this week, but 2 minutes and we're gonna do a little change of venue next week, so tune in next week. We're gonna be wearing the garage. That's gonna be fun. I mean, look at all the fun things to do for the stuff with. If Todd Lewis was here, he'd be like, oh, look at this bump. I'm going to pump up my Reebok sneaker. all the history of the garage, and it's all kinds of, like, weird historical facts about the garage, but But yeah, it's just gonna be me and Monkey Chain. The thing is not allowed outside, so yeah, just gonna be us. Yeah. At least I don't have to have Tyler on the show anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, we fuck you, Shinoi.
You can play it low. Play it low, because that's some really good shit that our AV director, you know, until things pick up, John Hurst, also made in his alias as Clock Tower, which you can buy on Bandcamp. A little bit high, a little bit more of that. A little bit more of that. The beauty of doing a public access special of Friendly Town is that you get the last word, and I love having the last word. But please, Mr. Temple, can you also get get a little bit of light? Okay, there we go. I want you all to please put your hands together to celebrate this man, Pittsburgh public access legend, Jägermeister Tempelhof.
Thanks so much. That's me. My name is Jägermeister Tempelhof. I'll buy sometime. I can't remember sometime.
Where can people find out more about you, Jäger?
Whatever they want. You just have to look inside your own heart.
I think there's going to be a lot of heart searching going on later tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Friendly Town Needs Public Access Programming. Holy shit, that was a lot of fun. Thank you all for coming out. We have a Vimeo page, which we are gonna populate with some of these videos. It's just vimeo.com/friendlytown. We have a Facebook page, which many of you know. It's just facebook.com/friendlytownknoxville. And you can also, we got zines for sale at the bar. And most importantly, our traveling comic, Alex Stipula. Really good-looking guy, don't you think so, Jäger?
I've never met him.
Yeah, no, who has absolutely no association whatsoever with Jägermeister. Alex will be selling merchandise at the table back there. So check out some of his merchandise. Put some money in the jar for his gas tour gas fund, and you guys are all great. Please keep coming back every Monday night right here, same time, same place, Pilot Light, 7:30 Mondays, Friendly Town. Have a good night.
Thanks so much.